Hi, you're listening to Is It Wrong? This is a podcast dedicated to epic fails that happen in the news, and we're just going to rip them apart, dissect them. And we've got Jess here on Skype, and we're just going to talk about these issues, and Jess is ridiculous, so...
By we, he means me and Tim.
Oh, Connor's here, by the way.
I am here.
I'm really bad at introducing. Anyway, Jess is ridiculous, so this is going to be such a beautiful, hilarious... great thing to shove down your ear holes. So, say hello, Tim. Jess. Yeah?
Tim, you're allowed to swear.
Yes, of course, Jessica.
That's okay, then.
I could. So we're going to start off with the first issue. Say hi, Connor.
Hello.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call this one an issue. I'd call it more of a...
quite a funny situation. Yeah, you
it's not a funny situation. It's a real life thing,
yeah,
isn't
it? We're going to talk about the royal wedding, yeah, but I just want to make it clear that you need to subscribe to this podcast if you're not, and it's on iTunes now. Well, it may not be when I'm recording this, but it will be...
very, very soon.
After indeed. iTunes have approved it, but they... yeah. So, we're going to talk about the royal wedding, and the issue is... is it a fail that people care? Like, Jess, did you care?
Did I hell?
You watched it, though.
I know, I wanted to see if it was as amazing as it sounded, but it wasn't. It looked really upset. Seriously.
Okay, well, another thing that was reported that obviously it's alleged, we don't know if it's true because it's pretty ridiculous, was Lady Gaga apparently threw on Wednesday, and everyone's going to say I said Gaga, really. Lady Gaga threw reportedly a wedding party on Wednesday, and apparently she dressed up as the Queen Mother, I think.
I haven't heard anything about Gaga's party.
Neither did I until I went on Digital Spy reported this, by the way. So don't shoot me. I think that's...
I just want to make a point about the royal wedding now by saying, why is it that it seems to be more people outside the UK who care as opposed to people in the UK?
It's like we have to live with the ridiculous royal family like all the time. Like we don't care. Yeah. Jess, what do you think?
I think it's a bit shit. Like it was just unnecessary, and she ballsed his name up.
Yeah, that was pretty.
That
funny.
Yes.
I was watching the YouTube live stream. I was like. Do you take William, whatever his name is, and then Kate Middleton was like, I take William Harry A-hole to be... It's like, oh, God,
that's
you don't...
That's how she sounded.
Yeah. It was quite funny.
She sounded like a spaz.
Another thing that sounds like a spaz is... reportedly, it's not reportedly, there's a video of this that's on YouTube, and it's made a big deal.
We've got another Skype call.
Let's decline that.
I know, I can't see them last
week. It's too important. Apparently, verges, who are people that assist prepare clergy in service, in their services, apparently a verger, which is a Westminster Abbey official, jumped for joy following the royal wedding, and was literally doing cartwheels all the way down the street, apparently. And there's a video for this. There's a video for this, and you can check it out. And we're gonna. How about we have a look at it? Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just search Virgia Cartwheel.
I don't want to search it because she just sounds like she was high.
We're gonna watch this. Okay.
Virgia Cartwheel at Royal.
We're just.
ITN have reported it.
But it's from their channel ITN Extreme. So okay. Okay, so he's running down the street. I was really excited. He's jumping, he's running. Look at him go. He looks quite old. Oh, he is. Wow! He's old, he's bald, and he's doing cartwheels! That's amazing. That's, like, actually amazing.
That's the best thing I've seen all day.
Yeah, those were beautiful cartwheels. They were very well,
executed.
Executed, yeah. So, Jess, what's your opinion on that?
He was high. He was high as a fucking kite.
Probably. And we're going to go on to a more serious issue now, so I'm just going to get serious.
Nobody cares about the royal wedding, apart from the people at the church. And they have to care, because they're the royal people.
I want to make a point about the queen. What the queen was wearing. She was wearing a very, like, a very...
Very sexy.
No, it was very custardy, what she was wearing.
Sexy. I love custard. That would be perfect.
Hot,
I love custard.
Hot or cold custard?
Hot. Yeah. Definitely hot.
I don't mind cold.
No, same.
It's very filling when it's cold. Okay, stop talking about custard.
Yeah, it's runnier when it's hot. No, sorry.
I'm talking about custard.
Okay, so we're going to get on to a more important issue now, and that's that Lady Gaga's Twitter was reportedly hacked.
Lady Gaga is more important than the royal wedding. Is that what you're saying?
Well, and the people that would listen to this, yes, they would agree that yes.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Like, okay, what do we find more interesting? Lady Gaga wearing, like,
an egg.
Yeah, an egg or the Queen.
Oh, I don't know.
Lady Gaga wearing an egg, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I've never liked the Queen.
So yeah, apparently she tweeted something like, you've got 10 million monsters to... 10 million followers. You've got 10 million little monsters to answer to. Don't make me call the apostles. I thought that was pretty badass. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't follow her on Twitter, so...
Anyway, you should change that to... Can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about our next hot mess, and that's Charlie Sheen, who's reportedly said 2.5 men. We had to talk about him, because it's a show about fails, and let's face it.
I love Charlie Sheen.
He's fucking ridiculous.
I still love him.
Same. I love 2.5 Men. It's one of the greatest things ever.
I personally never watched it.
I would watch it without Charlie Sheen because I think John Cryer is amazing. I just think he's ridiculous. Two and a Half Men's amazing if you haven't seen it. But yeah, and in the letter to TMZ, Charlie Sheen called Law, which is the guy that created it. He called the creator of the show a silly dilly fool and an a-hole, low-rent, nutless psychopath.
I'd just like to point out what...
Charlie Sheen, you are the fucking psychopath.
I'd just like to point out what's written on our sheet of notes here. Instead of psychopath, it actually says sociopath.
Yeah, but that's copied and pasted.
Is it?
That's how he spelled it.
Oh,
no, sociopath. Sorry. Sociopath. He called him a sociopath. Okay. Sociopath. You spat. At least I mistaked it for an actual word.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it's like, no, Charlie Sheen, you are the psychopath. You are the sociopath. You are the sociopath. That is why we love you. But, yeah.
I like socks.
Going back to the Royal Wedding, Ricky Gervais said Royal Wedding fans are mongs. His exact words. I think that's beautiful.
They are.
I think that's beautiful. But Jess, what do you have to say about Charlie Sheen's...
The cartwheel just represents that.
I know. But he's jumping for joy. Wait. Maybe he felt... I don't know. Yeah,
Charlie... What
do you feel... Yes. What do you feel about Charlie Sheen calling the creator of 2.5 Men using the words a silly, dilly, fool, an a-hole, low-rent, nutless sociopath? Do you want another thing that bothers me? He used low rent, a hole, nutless sociopath, and you're thinking, okay, you know, he's pretty angry, but he's a grown up. Then sad. Then he said, sad dilly fool. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
That was sad dilly fool.
You're very lucky, Jess.
Fab dizzy do, I think so. She's fine now.
I don't know. I just love him. I think he's amazing.
Agreed, but he's crazy and I love it. The next thing, we're going to move on because that's...
This one's just pathetic.
This one's pathetic, but it's kind of like... They're trying to upstage the royal wedding, I think. basically, Sky One has a dog-centric fly on the wall... You can't have a dog-centric fly on the wall series. That makes it sound so like...
Fly on the wall, it's like... Is it like hole in the wall where they just get dogs and then like... Holes in the wall.
Probably. No. Fly on the Wall series makes it sound like a really exciting documentary, but then you read and it actually says Sky One's dog centric.
I thought that said Louis Theroux then.
No, Louis Harris. That's the
Louis Harris.
Louis, sorry. The dog centric Fly on the Wall series will feature a footage of the ceremony and reception of Lola, a miniature Yorkshire Terrier owned by Louise Harris and Chinese crested Mowgli. Is that one of the owners, or is that the dog?
Chinese crested. Isn't that like a dragon on Harry Potter or something?
problem.
But why are they getting married? They're dogs.
Okay, but here's...
They're not getting married to their dogs.
No, they're marrying their dogs.
The dogs are getting married.
Yeah, and I just want to...
Yeah, why are the dogs getting married?
I don't know. It's ridiculous, but
they
can I...
They can't stay faithful. They'll just hump anything, so there's no point.
Kind of like Charlie Sheen.
It's just
Charlie Sheen isn't getting married.
Can we point something out that's even more ridiculous?
It's £30,000 that's being spent.
The wedding,
on this dog wedding.
Yeah, the wedding cost £30,000.
Right, is that real? Has somebody actually done that?
Yeah, I think to be honest, Ricky Gervais should be saying dog wedding fans are mongs.
Well, I don't know.
£30,000.
The dog wedding would probably be more interesting, like the vows. Woof,
no,
woof, 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 woof. I mean, who's going to, like, lead the ceremony?
Yeah, I know.
Do they have, like, an almighty dog? Like, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Bone or something? You know?
Oh, that's a tired, tired, ghastly old joke. Jess, what do you think?
It's getting all
laggy. Well, I know. Dogs are like... Anyway, sorry, Jess. Another thing which I think, oh, lol, how ironic, but it also sounds like a really cheesy old joke. The Earl of Sandwich opens a sandwich store. The 11th Earl of Sandwich, John Montague, I think that's what you say, I don't know, has opened a sandwich store with his son Orlando. Well, if you call your son Orlando, you're screwed in the head anyway. Who calls their son Orlando?
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, I know, but
the
like...
The father of Orlando.
The father of Orlando. I don't know why I thought that was a singing situation. Anyway.
Yeah. Orlando Bloom isn't fucked up. He's okay.
I know, I don't have anything else to say about that. I mean, if he's not in Pirates of the Caribbean, don't call your son Orlando.
I've just drank all my water.
He was in
Lord of
the Rings and he was
an
elf.
This is going to be a long podcast.
Right, I have to get onto this next issue because this is slightly adult, but it's okay because I'm going to mark this podcast as explicit.
Well done. Explicit. You can say sociopath, but you can't say explicit. It's explicit.
Seriously?
I know, I just slipped on my words.
I slipped
on my words like a big puddle. Anyway.
Puddle of poo.
Now you made it sound really low brow now.
Just carry on.
Low
brown.
Low brow.
Oh, okay. I was going to say poo and low brow. That could be a bit disgusting. That's carry on!
Oh, dear. Please don't stop listening. It gets better, I swear. Okay, this is a dodgy situation. Jess, you may laugh at this. A vibrator causes police to break into a flat. Okay, I'm going to carry on. A neighbour in Berlin contacted officers after complaining of an electric drill in the middle of the night. The vibrator had switched itself on, according to German newspaper Berlin Courier.
Oh my god.
A fucking drill? Who the fuck would use a drill-like dildo?
Well, no, it's just it sounded like it because it was apparently on the floor.
Still, if it sounds like a drill, you're not going to really stick it there, are you?
Oh dear.
It's not supposed to sound like a drill.
What? Jess would know.
What's it supposed to sound like, Jess?
Well, not like a drill. Do you know how much that hurt?
No, I don't actually.
Don't
just
intend to
imagine
find out.
Something going in your bum and not coming out. Just imagine that. And it tries to wriggling and get out, but it won't. Just imagine that.
Yeah, I have to add another thing. Another neighbour had also claimed you could hear the noise out on the street. That's how loud and powerful it was.
This just adds to what I said, you wouldn't use it.
Are we assuming this is like a two-story terraced house or something, you know, like normal.
I don't know, but you could hear it on the street, so I guess it was an average house. Maybe it was a flat. Does it really matter? On the street. We're going to answer the next one, which is my favourite, because I think Jess will react to this. We didn't tell Jess about this story behind, because I wanted something that Jess could react to on the spot. Okay, a man was caught... He was, but not right away. A man was caught urinating on cough drops in a pharmacy. So like, you know, taking a piss on a packet of tunes. The unidentified man has urinated on around 110 packets of cough drops in a pharmacy.
I didn't read that fact earlier.
I know, how many? According to Wesh.com, the incident took place in a Walgreens store in Sanford, Florida, at 10:30 a.m. last Thursday. After relieving himself and costing the drugstore an estimated $300, which is £180. Wow, that's an expensive pee.
That's an expensive... Yeah.
Cough drops. Well, no, it's 110 packets. Stemming. He tried to fill his prescription, but didn't have the right paperwork. The mass was discovered when an employee of the store went to restock the shelves and noticed a strong smell of urine. A customer expressed her disgust, saying, "I hope the police find him. He's gross." Except she said it more like this, if you're American.
I'm just thinking about...
"I hope the police find him.
I'm just thinking gross. About the employee who went to restock the shelves. It's like...
It smells like urine in here.
I can smell piss, and we don't have toilets here.
110.
He pissed on 110.
Yep. And they didn't find it. They didn't even see him do it. They didn't find out until after he'd left the shop. And this is what they...
How would you not know it's something like that? He's pissing on fucking medicine.
I don't know. It's quite upsetting, really.
Like, you can just walk around your shop and see some guy pissing. You're not exactly going to just turn around and walk off.
Clean up on aisle 5, please.
I know. Here is where it gets even more disturbing. He didn't appear to be drunk or intoxicated, stated Sergeant Jim Morgenstern. I'm not sure what the problem is, but he does need something. He needs to go to jail for what he did. Well,
he wasn't drunk. Just say he needs some friends.
He wasn't.
Social life.
That could be it. Maybe
he wasn't drunk.
Maybe he just doesn't have a good social life.
And therefore
feels the need to just go out and...
Well, lots of lonely people.
Or maybe he can't control his bladder around tablets.
That might have been what his prescription was for.
Yeah.
But either way, he chose to pee on those cough sweets. Because he ate... I mean, how high up were they on the shelf?
No, I'm sure he like put them on the floor and then did it.
No, they would have noticed that. I reckon he just peed all over the shelf, or perhaps it was like a stand or a pack or like a basket.
Like some sort of hose pipe just watering the shelves or something.
I think whoever works in that shop should be ashamed because they didn't even notice anything. Wouldn't they have heard it?
I know, but it's a big shop. Walgreens is, I think it says, Walgreens, I imagine it's a big shop, so perhaps a pharmacy was quite big. But anyway, police have released CCTV footage of the incident in hope that they can find the man responsible. So they've released footage of a guy peeing on the cough sweets. But the police guy said, he also needs some kind of help, because why would you urinate in Walgreens on cough drops?
Has he got any special like superhero name or something? Like, I don't know, the cough drop pisser or something like that. But obviously a little bit more creative.
I think he's just lonely and wants some friends.
That's ridiculous. What I find...
He might just want attention.
Maybe, but what I find ridiculous is that they've released this of a guy urinating on cough drops, Walgreens, to the public in hope to identify him.
Yeah, what would be ridiculous if they didn't get his face?
Just releasing a guy, like, do you recognise this little friend here?
Remember him running round Colwyn Bay pissing on tablets?
I don't know.
This last sentence is it's a bit of a spazzy sentence, really. But he also needs some sort of help, obviously. Why would you urinate in Walgreens on cough drops?
I said that.
Obvious sentence. Why write it?
I just don't know.
It's obvious he needs help.
Jess, would you ever do that if you were really angry? Say if I bought you a shiwi for Christmas.
What's a shiwi? Oh my god, no.
Oh, you know, yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's ridiculous. Anyway.
If you bought me a shiwi, I'd just put it in the bin.
Why not use it when, like, come camping, when you next go camping? Shiwi, go in the bushes, go in the tree, all good.
No, I've already been offered a shiwi by one of my teachers and I don't need one.
Jess, we're going to talk about this issue in a little bit more depth because I'm feeling you probably need to get this out. Why did your teacher offer you a shiwi?
Before we go any further, what is a shiwi?
It's like a little tube pipe thing so a woman can pee like a man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Jess, can you explain this a little bit more?
Because I'm going on Duke of Edinburgh and he said, like, oh, we've got shiwis if you want to use them. And I was like, no, you're okay. I'll just use the toilet. I don't want to use a shiwi.
Could you use like a hollowed out cucumber, do you reckon?
No, don't go there.
What the hell is wrong with you? You're talking about a guy pissing on things so natural. You're not going to push a cucumber up there.
It's going back
to be
that
hollowed out.
It's going back to that story about the drill. Sorry, oh, never mind.
No, I was on about the guy who was peeing on cough drops, but a drill had me much worse. Oh, God.
Yeah. Jess, you do realise there's probably not going to be any toilets where you're going.
No, we're going to a campsite and she says there's toilets and showers, but I don't want to use the showers.
So why would you... No, the showers are probably fine and all. Well, don't be a bitch, Jess. But, like, why would... If there's toilets, why would they offer you a shee-wee? Just the hell of it. Okay. In case you're going for a walk.
No, Tim, listen. We have to walk for, like, 7 hours. Mm-hmm. And if we need a pee, we either have to go in a bush or go somewhere else. And she said we might want to wait.
Well, I think you should go for the shee-wee, then. We're going to... Yeah.
No, I'll just...
Tweet out who would ever use a shee-wee.
If it comes to that, I'll stop.
I'm just going to ask people on Twitter who would ever use a shee-wee.
How do you spell it?
She. And then do a hyphen. We.
That's going to be the podcast question.
That's the podcast question. Who would ever use a shee-wee? You can go to my blog and you go to the podcast page. It's timothywynn.tumblr.com/podcast and you can comment on this because it's ridiculous. But I wanted to go back to a few things because I don't think we quite covered them. Yeah. Connor, I would like you to say that in the strongest American accent you can muster.
You know that every accent I do turns Indian.
Try it then.
No, because it's going to come out like, I hope the police find him. It's gross.
What? How is, that's meant to be American, by the way. People.
I know. I'm just saying you know that it's going to come out like that.
I didn't actually know that.
So that's
a fact I did not know about Connor. Anyway.
Well, let me just get this straight. Every accent I do comes out Indian.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Why don't you just read it out normally then?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We'd cover that anyway. But do you know what? I think people that pee on cough sweets probably mongs too. Ricky Gervais, we could use your help.
But he could have been blind.
I think this is a toilet.
So he was on his own in the middle of a shot, blind. You know what? I'm just gonna pee here because chances are
I feel lucky.
It could be a toilet. I'm feeling lucky.
He could have forgotten his glasses. And he could have just, like, stumbled all into the shop thinking it was a toilet.
Let me read this. He tried to fill his prescription, but he didn't have the right paperwork. So he went there,
specifically for
a prescription, but he didn't have... He must have forgotten it, left it home. Yeah, we've all been there. Thing is, we haven't all been there by pissing on cough sweets. I'm not going to candy coat that.
He might have just needed the toilet.
Not on cough sweets, Jess. Anyway, we're going to get on to the last issue now, before Jess just tries to make everything sound okay. iTunes thought it was appropriate to send me an email letting me know that I can get the official recording of the Royal Wedding, exclusive music tracks and everything else to do with the Royal Wedding on
Why
iTunes
would you want
now.
A bunch of hymns?
Yeah, exactly. And
how much was it?
I don't know, I didn't read the email, I just saw the subject and I'm like, I'm not opening, I'm not even dignifying that by opening it. Yeah. Anyway, I think Yeah.
My email from iTunes about the Royal Wedding. Oh my god. Just reading that on the piece of paper we have is sort of makes you facepalm.
I know. It's just like,
buy the Royal Wedding offers. Why not?
Yeah, the official recording. It's like, I don't want to be... is it video or is it audio or is it... They're probably both giving me the option. I would not want to walk down the street and be like...
Come on.
Say yes. Come on, William. Come on, Willie. Hey, Kate, say yes. Willie, say yes, please.
It's like,
okay, I doubt that
I could listen to CeeLo Green. I could listen
like
to...
Rocks.
I could... What?
When they did the kiss on the balcony, they looked like rocks. looked like he was going to bite a face at one point, and it was just really awkward.
I didn't see that.
And then they repeated it 5 times in the space of 2 minutes. I did. I was disappointed.
Yeah, you were expecting him to get naked, weren't you?
That's no, why you I was were expecting more than a... You're expecting more than that.
Yeah.
I think it's about time we wrap this up before it gets out of hand.
Oh, God.
It's not going to get out of hand. They just don't need to be rocks.
We're gonna sign off now. Thank you for listening. You better subscribe. I hope you enjoy this. Go to my blog, which is timothywynn.tumblr.com, and check out the podcast. Go to timothywynn.tumblr.com/podcast, or go to iTunes and give us a search at Is It Wrong? You've been listening to Is It Wrong, and everything we've talked about today is plain wrong.
It's just stupidly wrong.
It's just stupid.
Not everything is wrong.
You're yes, wrong.
It's stupid. It's messed up.
Not all of it.
Right, name one thing we've talked about which isn't wrong.
Name one. The whole point of this is that we're talking about things that are messed up and wrong. What thing have I talked about that isn't wrong?
The Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but that was Charlie Sheen. Actually, Charlie Sheen. We expect nothing better from him. We want him to be like this. It's how he's best. And with that note, goodbye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, Connor, we're in a little shed as well. Say goodbye, Jeff.
Disgusting. Oh, bye.
Say bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, shut up.